It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer.
You're a long way from home. Winter is coming.
Winter is coming, indeed. The sudden drop in temperatures, our early snows here in the Midwest, have reminded us more than any ominous Game of Thrones character could. Which brings us to a conversation I had a couple weeks ago with our newest talk show producer here at Iowa Public Radio.
Well, it's late October, a sunny afternoon, late October. Temperatures in the mid-40s, I think we're up to right here. I'm walking on the sidewalk in Iowa City. Comes some construction you hear in the background with IPR producer, talk show producer Matt Alvarez. Hi, Matt.
How's it going?
It's going well. You've trusted me because I haven't really told you what this is about at all, have I?
No, I have no idea what's going on.
Well, here's what I want to ask you about. You are facing your first Iowa winter, right?
That is correct.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're from where?
Well, I grew up in El Paso. I lived 22 years there of my life, and then I moved to Austin right after that, and spent 10 years there until I interviewed and got the job over here in Iowa.
Okay, so how old are you now?
I am 32.
You're 32, so your life up to this point has been spent in Texas.
My entire life.
Okay, so how much winter have you experienced?
Well, El Paso, I typically saw a white Christmas every other year, but it never really got too cold, and snow never really stuck around for too long, as in it would snow, and then it would be gone by the mid-afternoon.
So when you say white Christmas, you say how deep would your snow be in El Paso?
Anywhere from 3 inches, and if we were lucky, 8.
Really? This is El Paso?
Yeah. And in the summer, it would get up into the hundreds, hundred and teens.
Okay, so I guess you're giving me a different vision of El Paso. But all right, I never suspected El Paso could ever have 3 to 8 inches of snow.
Yeah, and what, like I said, it would only happen once or twice a year, as in like once in December and maybe in January.
What are your thoughts about, based on what you've heard of a Midwest winter and Iowa winter, what are your thoughts as we start to trend down in our temperatures?
I've heard nothing but things that would scare me. I know every jacket that I own up until this point is probably not warm enough for maybe January or February. And I don't have any shoes that I think would allow me to walk on ice, which I think is what I'm most fearful of.
Ice. You've heard ice stories. What kind of ice stories?
Just freezing rain. Catherine told me that she once hit a patch of ice and slid into another car in a parking lot.
Yep, ditto here. My first car accident was actually at the age of 16. I just got my driver's license. I went out to go on a date, first solo date. I drove my parents' car and, get this, wait for it, slid into a parked police car.
Oh, man.
So it's good to know about your background here. You have some snow background, but largely you have not gone through an entire winter, which lasts for months.
No.
Ever?
Ever.
Okay. And you've got some trepidation.
Yeah. I've just never experienced a severe drop in cold temperature.
Just sustained, severe.
Yeah. Yeah. One year, I guess when the polar vortex dipped low enough while I was in college, it was about 17 degrees. But like I said, that only lasted a day.
17 degrees.
And it's 17 degrees. People in Texas just don't have it. They shut down the schools. Everyone just stays at home and just waits for it to warm back up again.
I'm going to give you a Midwest chuckle.
If I can tell you this, every person that I spoke to, like my landlord, even people that I've been interviewing and I introduce myself that I'm new to Iowa, they say, oh my God, you're about to experience winter, and they just laugh.
Like I just did.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we do take a little bit of glee in this. I don't know if that's so healthy.
Well, I mean, I think I would laugh if we had to endure weeks upon weeks of 100 degree temperatures.
Right. Okay. It would be, you would turn the tables on me there.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we're walking outside and we're by the bike rack here at Iowa Public Radio in Iowa City. And you're a bike commuter to work.
I am, yes.
And next to your bike is my bike. I happen to be a bike commuter, and I bike to work every day, also through the worst weather. I am known for it, I have to say. November, December, January, February are not off limits to me.
I think I want to go as long as I can.
Okay. More than biking, I want to make a proposal to you, Matt Alvarez. May I do that?
Sure.
Being as it's your first Midwest winter, you've heard of a life coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be your life coach. You don't need a life coach.
Okay.
I want to be your winter coach.
Okay. I think I need one of those.
So, yeah? Are you down with that?
I'm all for it.
Are you? Okay. So what we'll do is, here's the plan. See if you're okay with this. Over the next few weeks and months, we'll check in with you regularly. Find out how you're doing in this Iowa winter 2019 to 2020. Maybe I have some tips for you. Maybe we can help you through this winter. How about that?
I would appreciate that. And it actually sounds like a ton of fun. I think people will enjoy my misery throughout the next 3 months. Wait, how long does winter last?
That depends.
Yeah.
It can last, let's say March, but maybe through April.
Okay. Well, it sounds like I'll need the coaching.
Matt, thanks for being a good sport, and we'll check in with you later.
All right. Thanks, Ben.
A conversation I had with IPR producer Matt Alvarez a couple of weeks ago. Matt joins me in the studio now, November 8th. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Ben. Great to be here.
We've dropped temperatures. We've had even a couple snowfalls here in Iowa. You biked in, right?
I did bike in. I've been biking in for a couple weeks now.
Mm-hmm. And this is probably one of the coldest days.
This was actually one of the coldest days that I've experienced so far on my bike. I checked the temperature right when I got in. It was about 21 degrees, and the wind chill was 14. I could feel it on my face. I could feel it on my hands. It was pretty awful. I'm not going to lie. It did not feel good.
Okay. So what have been your observations the last couple of weeks? You had to get around in snow on occasion.
Yeah, the snow caught me off guard.
Halloween snow.
I was actually pretty scared when I got on my bike. I was like, I hope I can make it in here. I hope I can do this. Because there was a lot of snow. A lot of it wasn't cleared. I think the city was kind of caught off guard at that moment. But I did manage to take the main roads, and I did carefully ride my bike there, and I didn't hit any patches of ice just yet.
Okay, you and I are both bike commuters. Have no fear. We're going to get through winter as much as we can on our bikes commuting to work. Mm-hmm. I have plenty of tips for you in a future edition of Winter Coach. Finally, you talked about the sensation on your bike, your cold hands.
Yeah,
I've
never experienced this before, so I don't have a lot of words in my vocabulary to describe what the cold on my skin would feel like.
I have something just for you. Because you've accepted my offer of being your winter coach, I have a little gift for you.
Oh, man.
Matt Alvarez. Look at that.
To Matt from your winter coach. And this is like a scarf that you put over your face and mouth.
There's a name for it. It's a balaclava.
Okay.
A balaclava, not a baklava. Mm-hmm. Baklava. I think I got it mixed up once. I mentioned to someone that it was cold, so I was going to start wearing my baklava.
Okay.
And they said, you're going to start wearing your Turkish dessert? This is a balaclava. It is, you know, a hood that goes over your mm-hmm. neck. Your neck is covered. Most of your face is covered. That will keep your skin from freezing.
Great. Well, Ben, I really appreciate this. Thank you.
Matt Alvarez will be checking back in with you. We want to invite our listeners to help Matt through the winter. Over the next few months, we're going to be checking in with Matt to see how he's doing. What are your practical tips, your observations, your coping strategies for getting through winter? Perhaps you have a winter poem you'd like to share with Matt and the rest of us. Email your contribution to river2river at iowapublicradio.org. River2river at iowapublicradio.org with the subject line, Winter Coach. I hope you feel you're in good hands, Matt.
I do, but I'm going to need all the help that I can get, so okay. Please send those emails.